was here from Cincinnati, and that was a long ways at that time. Atlanta was somewhere in Birmingham. Then Cleveland, Ohio, and New York, where old John D. Rockefeller, that rich man. Never dreamed of it. That my daughter been teaching school up there for a number of years. She's principal of the Ralph Bunch School now, down on Long Island. They're fixing to leave for West Jam, a group of them. I showed you her picture here.
Yeah. I know you're proud of all of them. I know you are.
I really am.
And they're proud of you too.
Because when their mother dies, there's one, two, and three, and the last two don't harder than them. I didn't know how to do nothing, but I asked the Lord to help me. I can run up and go and sound just like that. Clap their hand, call them, bail, and that's why I've been home, for them to be in school.
Well, I know they're just as proud of you.
Oh, they're nice to me.
All right. When I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy...
Well-to-do.
When eating a cherry pie, you might accidentally bite down...
On the seed.
Mm-hmm. Inside of a peach is called a what?
The kernel.
And the kind of peach that you have to cut the seed out of is?
That's we used to plant the fruit. That's what's called plum seed peach. And my grandmother, there was two kind of Indian peaches. There was an Indian peach blood red, and another peach, Indian peach, was white. But it grew the same size, nice and soft. And juicy, and they made pickle out of them, the plum seed peat. And these others, you could part them in the seed and call that clear seed.
Mm. All right. After you've eaten an apple, the part you have left is the
core.
And what do you, when you cut up apples or peaches and dry them, you're making
dried fruit.
Did you ever call them snits?
Tips.
Snits.
I don't know. You cut up the part, well, probably so. Usually when I grew up, my grandmother dried peaches and apples through this time of year, and in the winter we had dried fruit, you know, to make fried pie.
Oh, yeah. The kind of nuts you pull up out of the ground and roast. Of nuts that you pull up out of the ground
peanuts.
And roast. Okay. Do you have other names for these?
Peanuts and goobers.
Okay. What other kinds of nuts do you have? Do you have the hard covering of a walnut? What is that?
Walnuts. Hickory nuts.
Okay. And when a walnut falls off the tree, it has a soft covering around it.
Yes, it is.
You can wait until it dries and break it off.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It stains your clothes and when you handle it. But what do you call this covering around it?
The hull. We had a huge walnut tree in our backyard, and the best ones I ever known. It was kind of light skinned, it grew round. Most walnuts was kind of oblong. And they go to falling in the early fall, and we'd hurl them walnuts and let them dry in the sun and put them away for winter. They were the best things in the world. They used to cook walnut bread out of.
Well, what are these long nuts that grow down in the south? They're long and oblong shaped.
Yeah, they're hickory nuts, aren't they? Scale bomb.
Yeah, and sometimes...
Oh yeah, pecan. I was down at Valdosta and saw those orchards when one of my youngest daughters was teaching down at Hay House. Mm-hmm. She was in the hospital there, and I had to go down there. Oh man, that's all they raised down around Valdosta, those pecans. And from here to Minnesville, I passed several orchards.
Now, the kind of fruit that's about as big as an apple, but it has a thick skin like a lemon, and you have to peel it.
What's that, a grapefruit?
It's similar to a grapefruit, but it's smaller.
Orange?
Yeah. And these are small, red-covered root vegetables that you eat raw, and sometimes...
Yes, they
They're kind of hot.
I know.
You put them in salad sometimes.
Yes. About to call. I raise them here to have a top like a tunnel.
Yes.
And they're real red, and I put them, if I drop some seed along through my tunnels, the insects and rust won't bother the tunnel. Mm. I can't call it radish.
Yeah, they're hot.
They're nice, too.
Hot, yeah.